Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is February 2, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Wealth Dynamics now available on Temenos Exchange. UK-based customer lifecycle management company Wealth Dynamics has partnered with Temenos Exchange to become available on the latter's platform. Fingular expands in India under Trust Paisa. Singapore-based Fingular has announced its expansion in India under the brand name Trust Paisa, offering local customers its suite of digital financial services. MasterCard partners with Emirates NBD Egypt. MasterCard has announced its strategic collaboration with Emirates NBD Egypt, aiming to improve the payment industry and the digital banking experience in Egypt. Waystar partners with Meditech. US-based RCMC software provider Waystar has announced its partnership with Meditech, aiming to offer healthcare organizations the ability to use its platform. American Express and Delta Airlines launches new version of member card. American Express and Delta Airlines have announced the launch of an upgraded version of Delta SkyMiles American Express cards. Cantaloupe acquires Czech Lifestyle Technology. US-based provider of end-to-end technology solutions for self-service commerce Cantaloupe has acquired Czech Lifestyle Technology. Cognizant implements Amazon's Just Walk Out for CITSA. US-based professional services company Cognizant has implemented Amazon's Just Walk Out technology in the CAF Yala Plus Student Association store. First Bank partners with CourseRV. First Bank has partnered with CourseRV in order to leverage its comprehensive credit card program to offer business and consumer users optimized solutions. Repay integrates with Lexop. US-based vertically integrated payment solutions provider Repay has announced its integration with Lexop, a self-service software for financial organizations. WorldPay begins operating as independent company. Financial services tech provider WorldPay has announced it has closed upon its previous sale and will operate as an independent company. Duotech improves its DT Pro Pay payment solution. Singapore-based fintech Duotech has augmented its payment solution DT Pro Pay to be optimized for a wider range of external businesses. Mix partners with Jack Henry for secure data sharing. MX Technologies has partnered with the US-based fintech Jack Henry to deliver a more secure data sharing experience for consumers across more than 800 financial institutions. Amadeus acquires VisionBox. Travel technology company Amadeus has announced its acquisition of VisionBox, aiming to expand its overall biometric solutions and services. Research: young people to fall victim for app fraud. New research from Visa, world provider of digital payments and card issuer, has revealed the negative impact of authorized push payment, app, fraud on UK consumers. Banorte launches Binio, the first completely digital bank in Mexico. Chairman of Grupo Financiero Banorte, Carlos Hank Gonzalez, has launched Binio, the first fully digital bank in Mexico. MasterCard supercharges fraud detection with Geni. MasterCard is turbocharging its fraud detection technology with generative AI that can scan a trillion data points to predict whether a transaction is likely to be genuine or not. Faisal Bank and Total Parco partner for digital payments. Faisal Bank Limited and Total Parco, signed an agreement for the provision of cashless transactions across Total Parco's extensive retail network. Visa and FeeBank release Olympic and Paralympic-themed cards. Visa, worldwide payment technology partner of the Olympic and Paralympic Games, and FeeBank, official partner of the Bulgarian Olympic Committee, announced a partnership to create unique debit and credit cards with the official design of the upcoming Olympic and Paralympic Games Paris 2024. Hello Money now accepted in South Korea, Malaysia, HK. After becoming the first Philippine bank to offer an e-wallet that can be used for cross-border payments, Asia United Bank, AUB, is in a race to expand the coverage of its Hello Money abroad. Celsius to exit bankruptcy with $3 billion payout. Cryptocurrency company Celsius Network has begun a $3 billion payout in an approved plan to exit bankruptcy. Bank of England Governor Andrew Bailey embraces AI, BBC. Governor Andrew Bailey confirms House of Lords' view that the AI technology should be seen as a positive, rather than a risk to business. Generative AI and digital IDs role in ushering a new customer experience. Emerging technologies will take center stage this year, making a significant impact on consumer experiences. EcoSpend launches Pay by Bank on mobile with Hargreaves Lansdown. EcoSpend, a Trustly company, has announced its partnership with UK-based Hargreaves Lansdown in order to launch its Pay by Bank solution on mobile. Paytm market value diminishes following RBI order. India-based Paytm has suffered a significant dip in its market valuation following an order issued by the Reserve Bank of India. Flinks augments its open banking solution with new features. Canada-based fintech Flinks has enhanced its outbound open banking solution with two new features for easy launch by Canadian financial institutions. Deutsche Bank to cut 3,500 jobs. Germany-based financial institution Deutsche Bank has announced its decision to cut 3,500 jobs as part of its overall strategy to optimize efficiency and save costs. Faisal Bank, Total Parco sign agreement for digital payments. Pakistan-based Faisal Bank, a subsidiary of KSA Holdings, has signed an agreement with oil marketing company Total Parco to provide digital payments to the latter's retail network. Canada TD Bank to receive $7.4 million penalty for faulty policies. Canada-based TD Bank has received a significant monetary penalty for faulty anti-money laundering controls after an examination by the financial crime institutions. Incognia secures $31 million in Series B funding. Location identity solutions provider Incognia has secured $31 million in a Series B funding round led by Bessemer Venture Partners. TSB to shutter branches and cut jobs in cost-saving exercise. In response to news reported by Sky, TSB have provided comment to Finextra after Sabadell CEO Cesar Gonzalez Bueno was questioned about a $29 million provision set aside for restructuring within the UK bank. Top 5 payment stories you missed in January 2024. Fintech is a busy world and sometimes we miss out on the biggest stories. Here are some of the top stories we saw in January 2024. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.